Washington State Auditor Troy Kelly has released a statement about an apparent U.S. attorney investigation into his background. KUOW's Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins is following the story. Austin, thank you so much for joining us again.
Thanks for having me, Ross.
So remind us once again what the state auditor does. This is kind of a watchdog position, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really the kind of eyes and ears for state and local government accountability. It's the agency that goes in and audits the books, makes sure that there isn't waste, fraud, and corruption, that things are open, and that they're transparent.
So for those who haven't been following this story, what do we know about this investigation into Troy Kelly? What's been happening?
Well, we know that his office was served a grand jury subpoena earlier this month, and documents were turned over last week. The subpoena was for documents relating to a part-time employee in the state auditor's office who lives in California and who previously worked with Troy Kelly in private business prior to Troy Kelly becoming a state auditor, but when he was actually a state lawmaker. So we know that's happened. We also know that Troy Kelly's home in Tacoma was searched by federal agents last week while he was away on vacation. We also know that the Department of Revenue and the state legislature have been contacted by the feds requesting information about Troy Kelly and related businesses or entities in the case of the Department of Revenue. So there's a lot of pieces to a puzzle that is far from complete, and a clear picture of what's going on here has not emerged yet.
Now, State Auditor Troy Kelly issued a statement earlier today. Did he shed any light on what's happening?
Well, he is back in the office today for the first time since being on vacation. He did not come out to speak with reporters, face the cameras and microphones. He did issue a statement. He says, in part, that, quote, "I am aware the U.S. attorney has questions about some financial activities related to my prior business." He says, "I have fully cooperated with their investigation and remain puzzled by their interest." That sentence catches my ear because of the past tense. It's as if he's saying he has previously talked to the feds, but now they have a recurring interest. I'm not sure of that, but I think that phrasing is important. He goes on to say, "I can assure you that all of my actions over the years have been lawful and appropriate." He says, "I look forward to going back to work and continuing to serve the citizens of the state of Washington."
Well, what about Troy Kelly's past? Has there been any trouble in the past?
When he ran for state auditor in 2012, his Republican opponent, Kelly is a Democrat, created a website called factchecktroykelly.com. And this opponent put up reams of legal documents stemming from past lawsuits. And the one that caught my eye and caught the attention of the media was a 2010 lawsuit where Troy Kelly was sued by his client, Old Republic Title, and accused of misappropriating over $1 million, of not refunding customers who deserved or allegedly deserved a refund, and then moving nearly $4 million through a series of bank wire transfers to a couple of accounts linked to an offshore account in Belize. Now, this lawsuit settled. The terms of the lawsuit settlement are confidential, and Troy Kelly has long maintained he did nothing wrong. But clearly, that past business having to do with the real estate mortgage and title and closing of real estate deals, that business is still under scrutiny, even though many years have passed.
Now, Austin Jenkins, I understand you tracked down Troy Kelly's former executive assistant. What did you hear?
And this is just another kind of, relevant, perhaps irrelevant little detail. But I had heard that she had left that position. She was still in the auditor's office, but not working directly for Troy Kelly. I tracked her down this weekend. I went to her home, knocked on the door, talked to her, and she was obviously reluctant to talk. She's still working in the office, but basically said that working directly for him was, quote, not a good fit. And she seemed really concerned about the integrity of the auditor's office. She says it stands for openness and transparency, and she said she wants the truth to come out. The truth to come out, whatever that is. Mm. I want to be clear in saying that I did not get the sense that she knows something specifically about the federal inquiry, but I could tell that she was troubled by what's going on and that for whatever reason, working directly for him was not a comfortable situation. And at some point, she asked to be or was removed from that position to a different place in the office.
Quick final question. We're just about out of time, but at the risk of getting ahead of ourselves, if something serious comes out of this and Troy Kelly resigns, what happens to the state auditor position, which, after all, is an elected post?
Well, the governor would appoint an interim position. If it happens before the filing week for candidates, then this would be on the ballot for next fall. If it happens during or after the filing period, then whoever the governor appointed would remain in office until 2016 when the seat is up.
Thanks, Austin.
You're welcome, Ross.
KUOW's Olympia correspondent, Austin Jenkins.